This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't get yourself all worked up there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll just make people mad. So.
What is Facebook doing? They're starting a dating service?
Yeah, and that's not the part that I was yelling at you about. It was the other... Should I even mention it? Because everybody get on me.
They are going to get on.
I know. So should I say it or not?
Well, yeah. You go and, you know.
I'm just saying, like, I know how this is going
to
play.
Try to do your matchup.
But I know how it's going to play for me. It's going to go bad.
Well, say exactly what you said to me.
Okay, fine. I will. I just say, sometimes I say things to you I probably shouldn't say to the public because then they turn on me. When did we get five different genders, people? That's my question. When did we get five different genders? Huh?
Here, I'll start a story for you.
Anyway, tell me when we got five different genders.
I can name two.
I can too. But I guess Facebook dating is on its way, and it has five gender choices. Five. That's what I was yelling at you about. I was screaming, why didn't we get five?
No, these are, because when I said two, I'm not being insensitive about it. It's just, you know, I'm talking about your parts, okay? That's all I'm doing. But
you're not talking about parts.
No. That's what I'm saying, that this is not about that. What this is about is what you identify as.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's five categories that you can identify as.
And I'm sorry, and this is where people are going to hate my guts. I'm not buying the non-binary crap. I'm sorry. I know I'm insensitive.
Boy.
I know I'm a horrible person. But this non-binary stuff... But Facebook is they're your people. They love you because they gave you a category.
I'm a bit offended by that because I have a real good friend that's non-binary. And in fact, he's here. Sean, I apologize to you for what Jimmy just said.
I'm sorry I'm not buying the non-binary. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
And I hate that I let your secret out like that.
Yeah. It seemed like you didn't try to keep it at all.
Somebody said, well, it looks like Jamie's looking for some punishment today. I guess I am. All right, so here's the five categories. Facebook dating is on its way with five gender choices. They're testing it, and they're going to, I guess what they do is that you push what you are. You can either be a woman, a trans woman.
Okay.
You can be a man.
Okay.
You can be a trans man.
Okay.
Trans man!
Or
you can be the one I do not buy at all, the non-binary human being.
Now, the non-binary is that you don't identify as anything, right?
You're nothing.
Nothing.
You're nothing.
You're just zilch. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Non-binary. My son has kids in junior high that are non-binary. And that makes me laugh.
Non-binary.
I'm like, really? They're non-binary. I tell him to respect them and say, that's cool, whatever you want to be. But in my head, I'm like, what? They're 11 years old and they're non-binary?
Seems like a good way to keep your options open.
Well, I guess. But isn't that bisexual? That's bisexual. That's not binary.
Well, binary.
Non-binary is like...
Well, what would it be then?
I don't know. That's why I don't... I guess because I don't understand it, then I can't...
This isn't good.
This is where I become evil, you know, because I'm not understanding it. So, if you want to call and then you're non-binary, maybe we could have somebody explain it. And then I can be more sensitive towards their non-binary
ways. Yeah, because I'm not sure I fully understand. And that's just, you know, I'm just dumb when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
I get the trans thing.
It means I think...
I've caught on there.
Somebody said non-binary means that you are a man and a woman.
No. How can you be that?
I don't know.
I thought that was part of the trans.
Somebody says, I work at Adams County, Colorado, and they'll tell you there are 64 genders. What?
64?
64. I don't know. Listen, and I know that you guys are mad at me for not believing in 9-bit. Let me ask you this. Do you believe in non-binary?
I'm not sure I understand it.
I didn't ask
that. I would have to understand it before I could say I believe or don't believe. I'm not even sure I get the definition.
It's where you're not one or the other.
Sean, is Allie going to explain it to us? Is that right?
Oh, okay.
So
right,
she's going to try to help us out here, Jamie.
All right.
And we could use
Jamie, you're so not classy. Okay. All right. I'm not classy because I don't believe in non-binary. Okay.
No, that was me. I text that. Hey, Allie.
Hey. Good morning.
All right, Allie. We need some help here.
Yeah. I just wanted to help you guys out. Non-binary simply means that you don't identify as just one of the two traditional genders, male or female. Non-binary just means you don't fit into those two categories, hence the bi.
All right. When you get into the dating world, who do you go with?
Whoever you're attracted to.
And then when you go to the potty, which one do you go to?
It doesn't matter. There's nothing sexual or shameful about urination and defecation.
I never said that. I never said that. But I will tell you this. I don't want you to, you know, like a man, if I have a little girl, I don't want a man who looks like a man, but is claiming he's non-binary to come into my bathroom.
Yeah,
that really plays on those stereotypes that people who are trans or anywhere on the
You're missing the point here, Allie. Which bathroom do you use? Let's say you go to a restaurant and you know for a fact, female, you probably can't go into the male bathroom. But do you, if you feel like it, go anyway?
I do. I use that all the time with the women's is used up, and I've been to many places that have multi-stall gender-neutral bathrooms, and there's never been an issue.
I just rolled my eyes at you.
No, that's absolutely fine, but, I mean, science is behind all of this.
Really?
How's science behind it?
I haven't heard that.
Generations and generations. There's evidence of people being transgender hundreds of years ago. A little Google research might help you guys out a little bit.
All right, well, the transgender, that's a whole different topic. We're talking about the non-binary.
Where you're nothing.
Okay, where you're nothing. You're nothing.
My name is Allie, and I'm nothing.
No, I'm female.
Well, wait.
But no, the word.
You can't say you're female.
You can't say
you're
female.
With agender. Agender is where you don't feel like you are male or female. Non-binary just means you don't feel like you fit into exact male or female.
But Allie, do you feel like you're as much of a male as you are female?
No, I don't. I just told you that I identify as a woman.
I'm now confused in the car.
We don't get you.
I thought you couldn't identify.
Don't know if she has a wiener or a vagina.
Kaylee.
Hi.
Hi, Kaylee.
My advice on the whole non-binary thing, I do think it's real because I have met people that have not identified as female or male, and that's what they choose to be because they feel like the gender roles are like they're pushed onto you like that. They have to be this gender. And it's just like, why do I have to be a girl or why do I have to be a guy? Why?
I'm a kumquat.
Yes, you are. I agree with you. Thank you, Kaylee.
Can you start calling me kumquat? I want to be a kumquat.
I don't want to talk to anybody else. Because it's not going to get anywhere. I mean, people believe what
they
believe.
Oh, they're already all mad at me on
Texnado. It's
going crazy.
And it doesn't really, you know, I mean.
How dare you roll your eyes? I told her I rolled my eyes.
Identify, you know, if Jimmy wants to be a kumquat, she can be a kumquat. You know, she can do whatever
she wants. From now on, I identify as a kumquat.
You know, so let me ask you this.
What do you want to be? What do you want to be? Because I guess you can just decide. Like, what do you want to be?
I've had this thing about donkeys lately. I think I'll be a donkey. I think I'll go with donkey, okay? Hey, let me ask you a question, though,
okay, all right?
Sure, and I'm serious about this. If I left the studio right now, or let's say after some employees get here, and all of a sudden I just decide, you know what? I'm a gender also. I don't.
You're non-binary.
And I walk down here because the closest restroom is the women's restroom.
Mm.
And I go into the women's restroom and I use the restroom.
Yeah.
And I come back out. Some women go down and they complain at HR. Am I fired?
I don't think you can be now.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't think
I could be fired for that, could I?
Yeah, you need to Google that, okay?
Even if a couple of people in this building, women that were in the stalls at the same time I went in there, they went down and complained. I think legally, with the way it's being looked at society-wise, I'd be fine.
Okay, so let me top you. Okay?
Okay,
I'm going to top you.
Go ahead, kumquat.
So let's say I go to King Super, and I curl up, and I sit in the kumquat section, because I am a kumquat. Can I be arrested?
No. No.
See?
Well, that was dumb.
No, it wasn't.
That was
no,
really
it
dumb.
Was a great.
You can't go sit in a kumquat section
Why?
Of the store.
I'm a kumquat.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.